This is 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. As our community struggles with the violent deaths of several young men this summer, it's even affecting the tryouts of the Treasure Coast Bengals. They're a semi-professional football team that competes in the UFF, United Football Federation, as they prepare for their up-and-coming season.
It's always bad to see these young kids, man, you know, end up losing their life in the street, but it's even hurts a little more when it's a little closer to home.
Steven Townsend, who plays the linebacker position, is a little over 6 feet tall with the muscular arms of a bodybuilder. He talked about 17-year-old Devontae Dukes and 24-year-old Dante Williams. The two were shot and killed in Fort Pierce this summer. Williams played the cornerback position, and Dukes was a volunteer for the team. But he always had dreams of playing for the Bengals when he turned 18. Townsend feels the veteran players should play a bigger role in the younger players' lives.
These areas, man, where we see we're having problems, man, some of us older guys, man, we need to take the opportunity and try to mentor a little bit. I mean, you don't got to teach them. You just show them a different way to do things, man, you know. Sooner or later, we're all going to grow up.
Stan Heron is the defensive back coach, who is short on the outside but tall on the inside. He uses his strong Southern accent to motivate his players. He talks about how amazing it was to see Duke sacrifice his time with the Bengals.
To me, it was like kind of inspiring to see a young guy willing to separate himself from chaos to something that was organized, and then to hear about this happening to him, it was like hitting at home.
Despite the tragedy of losing two players this summer, Heron believes this experience will make him a better coach.
This is the way I feel that as a coach, like I said, I coached on the field, but I don't think I did enough off the field. So now that's just let me know that it actually goes beyond the field to the community also.
John Chandler is the head coach and owner of the team. His physique is that of a defensive player. He's mostly known for wearing his Bengals cap and is well over 6 feet tall. Dukes is a relative of his, and he talked about the reaction from the team when they got the news.
It was devastating because nobody, you know, he wasn't in that type of stuff to where we would expect it to be him. You know, unfortunately, there's certain people in your family that you know that they are involved in streets and street life and stuff, and you expect one day to get that phone call. But with him, it was totally devastating because nobody expected that to happen.
A special jersey that Chandler designed for Dukes was buried with his casket. The death of Williams has been hard on the Bengals, and Chandler predicts it'll affect their season.
We miss him. You know what I'm saying? It's every day. And I think once we have our first game and he's not there, this is when it's really going to hit, you know.
He walks us through the moment when he found out about Williams' death.
I just made it home from work and taking my kids to the barbershop. Like, I had just walked in the door and my phone rang constantly, just back to back to back everybody. And I'm like, something ain't right. So I answered the phone, and one of the players actually called me and told me that Dante had just been shot in the head.
Williams' stepfather, Tracy Williams, volunteers his time to help out the team. You might see him running around getting everything together before game time. He's normally seen in his work clothes, with a slight grin on his face. He talks about the moment when he found out his stepson was shot.
Well, when I first heard about it, I wasn't mad. I just want to know how was my child. Now that he's gone, I'm really at peace with it. I just want to know why.
He goes on to talk about the hardest decision he's ever had to make.
After he was shot, the doctors came and told us that he was brain dead. And we discussed it, and we prayed about it, and we decided to just let him go.
He explained how his last conversation went with his stepson before they pulled the plug.
As we wasn't actually there when they pulled the plug, we couldn't stand it. I don't want to see him take his last breath. But what was going through my mind, I said, if Dante's gone, his brain dead, they said the last thing that goes is your hearing. And I leaned over to his bed and I said, Dante, you know that I love you. The last thing I want you to do is suffer. And I told him to forgive me if you feel that we're doing you wrong, don't want you to suffer. And I told him, I said, I'll see you on the other side.
Despite the tragic incidents the Bengals dealt with this summer, they'll try their best to honor the teammates that were killed by becoming more of a family. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas. I can't throw the ball, dog.